We're Talking Gardening with Darren DeMello and Andy Pankhurst on 882 6PR, the voice of Perth.
Red light on and racing.
Ready to go.
Here we go. Yep. So, if you want to talk gardening with us here, I'd love to have you aboard this morning. The number is 922-11-882, and there is a line or two spare.
There is indeed.
So, yep. You know, feel free. And, you know, it happened yesterday. They came in at the end in a rush.
In a little flurry.
It always happens. Yeah. So, don't leave it to the end.
Put the rake down.
Yes.
Pick up the phone. There's a bit of raking to be done.
It's not the first time you've said that, is it? Put the rake down.
Yeah.
Just come here and talk to me, please.
That's right.
922-11-882 if you've got a question. You can send us a text as well, 19999677, or you can email, and if you've got some questionable spot or something on leaves or
we can have a look.
Creature. We're talking about tomato-related pests as well that the Ag Bureau was suggesting.
Yeah, that little psyllid. Yeah,
Maybe you've got some evidence of that round your way. Take a picture, send it through. I mean, not that we necessarily know what they look like, but
we've got a bit of an idea, but yeah, we wouldn't. I'm sure we're not experts yet.
But we can
think if anything helps, it's not a bad thing.
We can point you at least in the direction of people that, you know, would be appreciative of anything that you might have uncovered.
Yeah.
So, get it up close, in focus, put your details on it and email it to weekendwakeup@6pr.com.au. But let's go to the phones. Let's talk pumpkins first off. David in Belmont. Morning.
Hi, boys.
Good morning, David.
I've got butternut pumpkin, which have all fruited and they have, you know, five of them have 30 pumpkins on them, so they're all happy.
Yeah.
But the Kent pumpkins are growing, but there's no fruit on them as yet. Is that just timing or...?
Yeah, it would be timing because they are a little bit later. Have they started setting the flowers yet?
Just the odd flower. They've been in for 2 months.
Yeah. You should find they'll start to harden up. I mean, they're going to probably put on a bit of a flush of growth now that we've had this rain, and then flowers should come from that. But you should start to see it very soon, and particularly it's the flowers we want to see. You've probably got adequate growth, but now we're looking at seeing the flowers set. And you'll get the two flowers. One will be a female, one will be a male. The female obviously will have that small little pumpkin sort of starting to develop under the flower. If that happens, you can, if you're not sure if you're going to get pollination, you can get out there and do some pollinating as well. But it sounds though with your butternuts, you've had successful pollination, so I'm sure there's enough bees and things around to do that job.
And is there anything I say or do to them to make them flower?
Say.
You can threaten them with if you don't start smartening your act up, we're going to pull you out. But I don't know that they'll respond. But certainly don't feed them any nitrogen-type fertilisers. Like, cut back on anything like that if you have been, because you really want them to toughen up a bit now and start to get into that flower mode rather than the growth stage.
All right, I'll be patient.
Thank you very much. Good on you, David.
This is a theme that we picked up yesterday about patience being the key to lots of things, but there's another one. Did the flowers tend to be... No, I heard somebody talking about pumpkin flowers coming sometimes underneath, like in amongst the foliage.
Yes,
is that true?
Generally they do, yeah. And then,
Because
the foliage is so big.
Yeah.
And where the flower stem comes out from the main stem. So you have that stalk coming up and then the big leaf.
Yeah, right.
And, of course, the flower stem comes out from one of those bases as well. And they'll push up, you know, end up being, you know, 20 centimetres long, the flower spike, and then the flower will form on the end. And then, of course, that sits down on the ground and the pumpkin will form.
Is it maybe so that the young pumpkin is vaguely protected?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Protected from predators. It does help when shaded from the hot sun as well, which helps us from getting sunburnt. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, there you go. Well, so 922-11-882 if you want to talk pumpkins, anything in particular. Let's talk seeds now. Laurie in Mandurah. Morning.
Good morning.
Hi, Laurie.
G'day, Andy. How are you?
Good, thank you.
I've got a query in regards seeds from a cycad. I don't know, it's the more common cycad that like the palm-likes are, kind with a rather harsh leaf on them.
Do they hurt those ones that when you're getting close to them?
Beg your pardon?
Do they hurt if you're getting close?
They do. Extreme, yes. Yes. Be very careful.
Yep.
But I managed to get some seeds, some rather large seeds. There was a lot of seeds on this plant, and there was a lot of small ones which never had a kernel inside.
Yeah.
And I've managed to get a half a dozen of the larger ones with the kernel inside. I cut one open the other day, and I thought, oh, you must have to cut these open to to plant them. And I was just, and then when I looked at the kernel, it looked like it wouldn't stand a lot of water, and think it may rot.
Yep.
I was just wondering, what is the procedure?
Normally, they put the whole lot just in the soil. So, you know, that little kernel that sort of looks a bit like a nut, doesn't it, I suppose?
Yes, it does.
Yeah, you pop that in and allow it to absorb, and then it'll split from there. It does take quite a while. And
you don't need to crack it or anything like that?
Usually not, no. It just takes time, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Again, with this time thing.
Oh, I know. It just gets in the way, doesn't it?
It does. And you'd keep that moist, or keep, once you put it in, you have to be careful the amount of moisture.
That's right, yep. Yeah, keep it moist, and there's a little insect that can get in, but they're usually not too bad, but it's a little larvae that gets in and starts to eat it, and you'll know if it does, because it then gets quite soft and squishy.
Yep. With the... Where it comes off the mother plant,
yep.
Do you plant that with that end down or the other end up? Which
no, that end down.
That end down.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah. So that all sounds pretty. I'll give it a go and see what happens.
Yeah, absolutely. And have they dried out now? So they're dry.
Yeah, they yep. are. Well, yes, they are dry.
Yeah,
yes,
good. Yes. That's what you want. Perfect.
Okay then. Thank you very much.
Good
Andy.
Luck.
Good on you, Laurie. Thank you.
Thanks for your call. Prehistoric plants, aren't they, the cycads? Yeah, I remember hearing so, because we've got a couple in pots at our place. And
yeah, brilliant.
When you get them going.
When you get them looking good.
They're amazing little things. Yeah. But yeah, I remember Donna saying, these are apparently.
Yeah, they go way back. Yes. Yeah. Ancient.
Is that why they're so prickly? Like, it was an early defence system?
I think you're probably quite right, because most of those ancient type plants that we do still see, exactly right, they are. Their defence is spiky, they're quite leathery.
Mm.
I mean, obviously they've had to survive a lot of environmental conditions in their time.
If they were about when dinosaurs were about,
like,
that's a pretty amazing kind of... It's a survivor,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, and obviously it's variations on them and things like that, but it still means they have been around a long time.
Mm.
Yeah.
Something's working in their, whatever their system is, whatever it is, it's working a treat for them. Now, something in, a slightly different category. Jim in Mandurah, hello.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hello, Jim. How can we help you this morning?
I'll start off first. I'll just say Albany woolly bushes, okay?
Yep.
Bunnings are selling them.
Yeah.
I've bought a dozen, planted them, exactly how I was told to, and within 2 or 3 weeks, they're going grey and dying.
Oh, that's not good.
Now, I actually spoke to someone at a bowling club who used to work in Banara Nurseries north of Pearl.
Yeah.
North of Perth.
Yep.
And he said that the Albany ones never did very well in the Perth area because our temperatures are here about 15 degrees greater than Albany. Mm. The best one for the Perth region was always the Geraldton ones.
Yeah, there is another form, but the unfortunate part about it is it's not as nice. And one is Adnanthus sericea, which is the Albany woolly bush, and the other one, the one that grows sort of north of Perth, is Adnanthus signorum, which is a more of a tougher, wiry one. Now, it is... grows better here, but it isn't as nice. So hence the reason they developed the woolly bush one, because of hence the name. It's nice and soft. Now, what we find with that one is it tends to grow quick and it is susceptible to some fungal diseases, particularly root diseases. You'll plant some and you'll talk to someone who's had one in their garden for 10 years and it's been brilliant. And then you'll talk to someone like yourself who's popped some in and they've died. Now, they shouldn't die immediately. That is the number one. Usually they're pretty good. You pop them in, water them, and get them to grow.
Well, I say immediately. Mm. I suppose 3 to 4 weeks.
Yeah.
Then they just start going grey. Then they turn from grey to white.
Yep.
Then they go brown on the top. I did exact. I dug the holes. I even put a native potting mix in the hole.
Yep.
So there was nothing. Give it a good. Healthy start.
Yeah. Well, I'll go
I've
through a few things.
Small amounts of native fertilizer, i.e. liquid one, very small amounts.
Yeah.
But they're still dying. And also, I went back to Bunnings.
Yep.
He said they've had a massive amount of returns. There's a dead one in my bin. I went out a few minutes ago in the bin, took it out, shook the soil off. You've got a plant that's dry and crisp, about 14 inches tall on the old scale, but the root system would be You could almost fit in an egg cup.
Yeah.